For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. A steady stream of survivors spent much of a rainy Wednesday wending their way through a maze of stations as urgent rescue and immediate relief transitions to slow and painstaking recovery. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has the deepest pockets, but agency representatives insist that they are collaborating and following the lead of state agencies and local governments. I caught up with Frank Mansell, a FEMA public affairs specialist at the Disaster Recovery Center, a multi-agency clearinghouse for evacuees. Currently, officials are engaged in two major efforts, consolidating evacuees needing immediate temporary housing into official Red Cross sanctioned shelters, while finding medium-term housing that's both more private and more appropriate.
There are a number of solutions that we have for housing, and that would include travel trailers, it could include hotel rooms, might include apartments. The housing stock is varied and the individual needs are varied. So we try and match individuals up with what's going to be best for them.
Eventually, he said, evacuees will be allowed to move back to their own properties, possibly in a FEMA-provided travel trailer or prefab home, but each lot must be cleared of potential toxins, including asbestos and heavy metals and other hazards. Mansell was unable to give a timeline and reluctant to offer even a ballpark estimate.
We were cleaning up debris in the hills outside Santa Rosa. See, the fire was in October. January and February, we were still cleaning up debris where people could not get in to build yet.
And when destruction is on such a scale, other issues crop up.
We are talking about a disaster where you've got 16,000 structures that have to be rebuilt, and you're going to need materials for houses. And the other thing is when you bring in builders to rebuild everything, all of those contractors, they have to find a place to stay. So now you've got a workforce that has to be brought in, and you've got people in transitional housing that they must live in. It's one of those things where it's challenging.
For now, FEMA is creating an inventory of available housing units and spaces in RV parks from Sacramento to Redding. Mansell said officials are trying to relocate people to dwellings within a reasonable distance.
It's ideal that we get them back to as close to home as possible because that boosts the economy, and a lot of this is interdependent. Once you get the local economy going, then people will start to return. There's no point in putting people with families and we're in an area where a school has burned, for instance.
Beyond insurance and direct FEMA cash, the U.S. Small Business Administration offers a range of low-interest loans, both to businesses and to individual disaster survivors. An SBA representative said persons denied such loans are referred back to FEMA, which may award additional direct aid. The first step in any of this, said Mansell, is registering with FEMA.
Get into the system, see what you can, see what can be done. We will go to the ends of the earth to get everybody what they're eligible for. We get no commission for cutting people off. There's a law in the books on how to handle disasters, and we do that.
Beyond that, Mansell said, private charities, nonprofit, and religion-affiliated groups may also help. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.